Everybody's happy with a new FAA administrator. NASA gets Discovery launched on time. And ANN gets an insider's report on the Columbia bankruptcy hearing. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 24th, 2007. President Bush has done what might have looked impossible a few weeks ago. Picked a new FAA administrator every segment of aviation seems happy about. On Tuesday, we learned the president plans to nominate Bobby Sturgill, currently acting FAA administrator, to succeed his former boss, Marion Blakey. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters applauded, quote, "I urge the Senate to swiftly consider Bobby's nomination and confirm him to a full five-year term," unquote. Air Transport Association President Jim May responded, quote, "His distinguished and varied background in both civil and military matters uniquely equips him to serve as FAA administrator. We look forward to working with him," unquote. From Experimental Aircraft Association President Tom Poberesny, quote, "Bobby Sturgill understands the issues that face EAA members and has been engaged in those issues as deputy administrator under Marion Blakey. We thank President Bush for moving quickly on the nomination and urge a speedy confirmation by the Senate." And from the National Business Aviation Association, quote, "Bobby Sturgill is a distinguished aviator with a strong government background, having served both at the National Transportation Safety Board and at the highest levels of the FAA, and NBAA looks forward to working with him," unquote. According to his FAA biography, Sturgill was sworn in as the 12th Deputy Administrator of the FAA on March 24, 2003, and was formerly Marion Blakey's senior counsel. He was senior policy advisor at the NTSB, a flight operations supervisor and line pilot for United Airlines, and an attorney who's practiced aviation law in Washington, D.C. Sturgill is a former naval aviator and instructor at Top Gun, with time in the F-14, F-18, F-16, and A-4. He's now a commander in the U.S. Naval Reserves, retired, and a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy and the University of Virginia School of Law. The White House had not made the nomination official by late Tuesday, but if President Bush was awaiting initial industry reaction, it would be an understatement to say it's been positive. The weather forecast was glum, but conditions turned out to be just fine for Tuesday morning's launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The crew of STS-120 will conduct a 14-day mission focused on continued construction of the International Space Station. This launch was also the first for a shuttle using a revised external fuel tank designed to reduce the severity of ice buildup around supercooled liquid oxygen and hydrogen pipes. A large chunk of ice did form during pre-launch hours, but NASA said it had dissipated enough by launch time to not threaten safety. At a court hearing Monday in Oregon, would-be bidders tried to pick away at a deal which would award Cessna $500,000 if any other bid for bankrupt Columbia Aircraft is accepted. Over the summer, ING Capital was charged with finding a buyer for the Malaysian investors who wanted out. 16 prospective bidders were contacted by ING, but only Cessna came forward and arranged a buyout deal which included the $500,000 breakup fee. Other bidders now say information presented by ING misrepresented Columbia's actual situation and value, and they want the judge in the case to rule Cessna is not entitled to that breakup fee. Potential bidders with lawyers at Monday's hearing included Cessna, Granger Whitelaw, Versa Capital Management, Park Electrochemical, and Cirrus Arc Capita. It was revealed that two pending lawsuits against Columbia by Lance Nibauer have been resolved, with settlements to be paid from the receipts of the company's sale. The auction to choose a Columbia bidder is now scheduled for November 27th. You can read the complete report on Monday's hearing, filed by former Columbia VP and now unsecured creditor Rich Belzer, on our website at aero-news.net. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters chaired Tuesday's start of an airline industry summit aimed at managing capacity and delays at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. Peters said she carried orders from her boss, quote, "The president has tasked me with finding solutions to this problem and with providing as much relief to travelers as we can in the shortest amount of time possible," unquote. Peters has charged a group of airline, airport, and travel officials with developing a series of additional measures to reduce congestion at New York's three major airports before the start of the 2008 summer travel season. The DOT notes that airlines at JFK increased their scheduled operations by 41% between March 2006 and August 2007. As a result, the number of arrival delays exceeding 1 hour increased by 114% in the first 10 months of fiscal 2007 compared to the same period the previous year. In all fairness, ugly stats from the first quarter included winter weather, which crippled JetBlue's schedule for weeks. But Peters pointed out that during June and July, on-time arrivals at JFK happened only 59% of the time. Quote, "Today is the day to think about the passengers. We have got to make sure the options customers have are real." Up next on ANN, DOT says its runway safety blitz paid off. NASA's administrator promises the buried safety report will see the light of day. And NTSB's chief talks safety with corporate aviation mechanics in Wichita. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 24th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA reports some success in its recent campaign to reduce runway incursions. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters ordered immediate action in August after a rash of reported incidents. Acting FAA Administrator Bobby Sturgill told the Associated Press about the results of the campaign. 52 of the 75 largest airports, which handle 90% of U.S. air passengers, and 24 smaller airports, have painted new, brighter runway center lines. Others are planning to repaint, and the FAA is preparing to require the rest of the 569 airports it regulates to follow suit. Other initiatives involved airline pilot training and requirements for controllers to give explicit taxiing instructions to pilots at some airports instead of simply clearing them to taxi. Sturgill reported that the more serious types of runway incursions in the past 12 months finished up below the previous year. More details are available in the print version of this story on our website at aero-news.net. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin appears to have been caught off guard by news reports that a NASA survey which turned up discouraging airline safety data was buried by the agency. As ANN reported, the survey was stopped in early 2005 after almost 4 years, and the contractor ordered last week to destroy the raw data after NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Luedtke said the results risked shaking public confidence in airline safety and could hurt airline profits. The AP had reported an unsuccessful 14-month attempt to get the data under the Freedom of Information Act. The story got the attention of North Carolina Congressman Brad Miller, who said, quote, "There is a faint odor about it all," unquote. In a prepared statement on Monday, Griffin called himself an advocate for openness, said he had not been aware of the Freedom of Information requests, and promised to have the data preserved. Quote, "As a general practice, I believe that NASA research and data should be widely available and subject to review and scrutiny," unquote. We'll keep you posted. You're doing well, but you should be doing even better. On Tuesday, NTSB Chairman Mark V. Rossanker had that message for pilots and mechanics of corporate aviation departments, telling them that while their safety record is enviable, accidents in recent years have highlighted shortcomings. The occasion was the 2007 Bombardier Safety Stand-Down Seminar in Wichita, Kansas. Rossanker said that corporate jet and turboprops flown by professional crews under Part 91 have accident rates comparable to scheduled air carriers. Quote, "Some flight departments, however, operate aircraft on a shoestring budget with inadequately experienced or trained crews, or shoddy maintenance practices. These types of operations are typically the ones that garner the NTSB's attention. There is always room for improvement, unquote. In his speech, Rossanker said pilots should not confuse getting paid to fly with the concept of professionalism. He said being a professional pilot means preparation, teamwork, compliance with regulations, and consistent vigilance. Rossanker also said regulation is not the only way to improve safety. Quote, voluntary action by industry in partnership with government is one of the most effective ways to decrease accidents, unquote. While President Bush lobbied Congress Tuesday to move quickly to fund a European missile defense system, his Secretary of Defense told a news conference in Prague that the U.S. might delay activating the system, pending evidence that Iran was actually testing missiles of its own. The president told Congress, quote, with continued foreign assistance, Iran could develop an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States and all of Europe before 2015, unquote. Earlier, Defense Secretary Robert Gates had said the U.S. is ready to make its European missile defense shield more transparent to Moscow, possibly even exchanging official observers to ease concerns of the Putin regime. The New York Times reports that the administration has been working all summer to convince the Russians that a missile defense system is not a threat and is, in fact, in the best interest of Russia. Still ahead, a Florida pilot walks away from the crash of his vintage Taylor craft. Hawker Beechcraft spins off its charter and management business. And an F-22 maintenance training center opens in Texas. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 24th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Shoppers and other bystanders at the Edison Mall in Fort Myers, Florida, were surprised to see Doug Jenkins walking around uninjured after his 1943 Taylor Craft L-2 crashed into two vehicles in the mall's parking lot Tuesday morning. Jenkins said he was sightseeing with his neighbor who wanted an aerial view of some property he'd just bought. Jenkins was coming in to land at Page Field when he suddenly lost the engine. He made the mall parking lot, but hit the rear of a van and SUV parked near a Firestone store. The cars were damaged, the plane destroyed, and a little gasoline spilled on the pavement, but the only injury was described as a minor head cut suffered by the plane's passenger, who was taken to a nearby hospital as a precaution. The NTSB will investigate. The AP reports Jenkins was asked when he'll fly again. His response, quote, next time I have a plane, unquote. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation told ANN on Tuesday it has sold its charter and management business to Sentient Flight Group, LLC. Sentient is an aircraft management and aviation services company with operations in seven states. Jim Schuster, chairman and CEO of Hawker Beechcraft Corporation, said that Sentient is a respected and successful jet membership, aircraft management, and aircraft charter operator. Quote, their focus on safety, quality, and service were key factors in the decision-making process, unquote. The sale will allow the offshoot to grow in the charter and management market. All 22 employees went to Sentient with the sale, along with current aircraft contracts and the Part 135 certificate. Boeing, the U.S. Air Force 82nd Training Wing, and industry partners have opened an F-22 maintenance training facility at Shepherd Air Force Base near Wichita Falls, Texas. Officials say the facility provides realistic training for future Raptor maintainers. Pam Valdez, Boeing's director of F-22 sustainment, called it a collaborative effort. Quote, working together for more than 5 years, we've been able to plan, design, and integrate training devices, computerized classrooms, and courseware into a 120,000-square-foot schoolhouse, unquote. Engineers have divided the aircraft into seven full-scale, high-fidelity training devices that replicate flight line maintenance conditions and eliminate the need to train on operational aircraft. Valdez explains, quote, it's not enough simply to read about maintaining a Raptor or watch someone else doing it on a video. There's the kinetic aspect of training, getting physically attuned to the task. This is critical for timely execution, as well as the technician's safety and comfort, unquote. The F-22 is built by Lockheed Martin in partnership with Boeing and Pratt & Whitney at Lockheed Martin facilities in Marietta, Georgia, Fort Worth, Texas, Palmdale, California, and Meridian, Mississippi, and at Boeing's Seattle plant. 103 planes have been delivered to the Air Force so far. And finally, a 24-year-old undergrad student in Nigeria is getting lots of attention for his creativity and his daring. The man is so interested in helicopters, he's building them from junk cars and bikes. Gizmodo reports that the man's first aircraft, a yellow four-seat chopper, has made it 7 feet off the ground. It's big at about 39 feet long, uses a Honda Civic engine, and has no flight instruments. Mubarak Mohammed Abdullahi is a physics student who says he used money earned repairing computers and cell phones and scrounged parts, including pieces from an old 747 crash site, to build his admittedly homely helicopter. He says his next one will be a two-place machine that will fly at 15 feet for 3 hours and be, quote, a radical improvement on the first one in terms of sophistication and aesthetics, unquote. Mubarak hasn't let a lack of available flight instructors slow him down either. He says he learned about how to fly helicopters on the internet. And as anyone with a computer knows, there are lots of internet enthusiasts in Nigeria. You know, I feel a little guilty personally. Maybe I'll send Mubarak some of the millions of dollars in booty that I'm helping that prince's widow get out of the country. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we let you listen in on Monday's NATCA press conference, in which the Controllers Union rebuts last week's rosy hiring stats from the FAA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.